It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As you get older, you kind of appreciate the grind a lot more.
Back to Falcons Training Camp.
With Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The morning shift rolling on live from Flowery Branch, Atlanta Falcons training camp. They'll get on the field about, 2.5, 3 hours from now. The Falcons will hit the field at some point. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. If you can hear the salt in my voice, it's because originally they were supposed to practice a little bit earlier, which means we didn't have to waste 2 hours, the three of us, hanging out and just kind of twiddling our thumbs for a little bit.
Yeah, I just love the way you rolled through that. 2.5, 3 hours. At some point, they will take the field, and we will see them.
It is the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, or hit us up on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. Credit to our buddy Jonathan Tatman on Twitter. He says you have to look up the shopping cart theory. So I Googled it, and of course, you got the socials and the Twitters and the memes and all this. And it says the shopping cart is the ultimate litmus test for whether a person is capable of self-governing. The return of the shopping cart is an easy, convenient task, but you get nothing from it. It will not kill you to return the shopping cart. You gain nothing by returning it. But obviously, that's how you judge whether or not a person is a good person. So yesterday, the lady that flipped off my wife, not a good person. Not a good person. Just point blank.
I don't know if I agree with good person. I just think it means that you're very lazy and you'll do things when people aren't watching.
Here's what it said. Let me rephrase it. Therefore, the shopping cart itself presents the apex example of whether a person will do what is right without being forced to do it.
I was just about to say, it's about choices.
That's right.
Whether or not you make a good choice or not. And especially when nobody's watching, or in your case, if your wife is watching very closely.
We saw you, lady. I saw you in your minivan.
I saw you do that.
You're lucky I don't read your tag live on air. You know what I mean? I don't want any lawsuits.
And there is Brian Baker did something on Twitter and said, search up cart narcs. I didn't, but I do remember now that there's a social media account with the guys that go around with filming. Man, why couldn't you return your cart?
That's funny.
I've seen it get violent where people started like slamming carts into those, like after that guy, like shoving it at him. And like it's kind of some funny stuff, but this is 2024.
Yeah. Real quick, before we get to our first caller, you guys were Googling flipped off or flicked off. Did you find anything that was very evident?
I still think it's flipped off. I mean, we were reading the same thing, Bo and I, and it says the phrase flipped or flip someone off is more commonly used and accepted than flick someone off. When you flip someone off, it means you extend your middle finger as a rude or offensive gesture often used to express anger, displeasure, or disrespect.
Okay. All right, we're getting some definitions.
We think it's a regional thing.
It might
That's
be.
What we've come
it's the
to.
Shopping cart buggy, the hoagie sub kind of thing well, conversation.
And we read the same thing. And when you go to the next part, it goes, flicked off is less commonly accepted.
Yeah.
But then it goes into the same theory. And so,
it's so who knows?
We're still just confused. I think Maria's explanation is right. It could be a regional thing, or just whatever your parents said when someone flipped them off or flicked them off and. That's what you went with.
Yep.
Let's go to the phone lines, and maybe somebody will have some answers for us. Let's head over to Drew and Marietta. Good morning, Drew. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. What's going on, guys?
Hey, man. I'm doing great.
Excellent. Excellent. Maria, first of all, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Say that.
Hi, Drew.
But So first of all, I just want to get this out there. Flicked off, depending on context, means something completely different. I think shooting the bird is more commonly accepted, at least in my circles.
Actually, there you go. Shooting the bird. All right. I like that.
You know the finger. Yes, Goose, I know the finger.
Giving them the finger, shooting the bird, yeah. And in terms of – so there's one thing that the Falcons did, and kudos to the Falcons media team for doing the first day of school, first day of training camp, saying that they did. I wanted to see y'all do that.
you want us to have the chalkboard?
We should.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. Thanks for the call, Drew. I think you're probably right. You got it a little bit out of pocket, but we'll give you a pass on that. I do, Bo, we were talking about yesterday. It's your 15th year out at Falcons training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Consecutive? Or have you missed one?
Well, the COVID year.
COVID year doesn't count.
I would
COVID
say. Year. But yeah, it's not consecutively. By your choice. Yeah.
Maria, how many years is this for you?
Five.
5 years. Yeah. So obviously, I had a big gap between mine. I was here for 5 years going through training camp and then stepped away from that for a little bit. But now this is my second year back here hanging out with you guys. So yeah, I mean, we can listen. I'll put together a little chalkboard. We'll throw it up for a little 92.9 action. Maybe they'll let us borrow the old Falcons chalkboard as well. All right, let's head over to Kennesaw and talk to our buddy Tinker. What's up, Tinker? Good morning.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Ladies.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a tip of cap to Squid Nation to start it off.
Jesus.
And
right.
My favorite with the grocery cart is when they actually have the effort to do a front wheel, pop the front wheels. Put it on that little island with the tree, and then walk off and act like they're being courtesy. But my wake-up call would be what I saw yesterday. And if I ever done this, my mother would just skin me alive. But I love it when people at a fast food restaurant eat their meal and just leave every 100% of their trash for somebody else to pick up.
Yeah,
y'all have a good one.
Faster.
Thanks,
buddy.
Tinker.
Good call.
Tinker
spot
is
on
hilarious.
With the front wheels on the island.
But that is so true, dude. You went to all that effort. You could have just returned it to the cart return right there,
dude. Listen, I tried to paint a perfect picture of this. She drove it across the little car lane, but just one aisle over, and just let. I mean, not like against a sign or anything. There was no like parking. It just left it right there in the middle of the blue diagonal lines, right between two handicaps. It was unbelievable.
The other problem that happens when you leave your cart out is then if they do start rolling, then now they hit someone's car.
100%. Exactly.
Now,
well, and honestly, to Tinker's point, it's almost like it's like the halfway point to put the front wheels on the little aisle, and it's like, okay, thanks. At least you were thinking a little bit about the people around you.
When I was a kid, I flipped a buggy on top of myself. My mom.
Yeah, and, put in a cage the buggy.
No, so my mom would always, when she would go to the grocery store in the summertime, she'd take us with her, and my grandmother would go with us too. And I think I was with my grandma, and she had a few groceries in there. And I would get stand on it and flip it, and that thing just flipped right
just
over picturing, on top of me.
I'm just picturing a little bow in like a little bird cage, a little shopping cart bird cage.
Oh my
all right,
God.
Let's get another caller. Let's go to Nate in Atlanta. Nate, good morning, buddy. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. So Bo actually just hinted at what I was going to talk about. I was leaving a Publix one time, and a lady abandoned her shopping cart in a spot right next to her. And as she gets in her cart, starts rolling. I was close enough to it that I decided to go for it because it was going towards a car that was heading in the opposite direction. And that guy looked like a deer in headlights. He didn't have time to stop and get out of his car. And I had to almost full sprint to this shopping cart to stop it for this guy. And, I was so just irritated with that lady after that.
The worst, man. The worst.
Good for you, though. Good for you doing the right thing.
Yeah, Nate is a superhero, man. Have you guys ever seen the video? And I'm not making fun of this lady. I don't want it to sound like that. There's a video that went viral a year or two, maybe a few years back, where a lady has, I think it's her, either her grandkids in the cart or something like that, or maybe it's a stroller and it starts rolling and she can't catch up to it and a couple of heroes have to kind of intervene. If y'all haven't seen this video, I don't even know what to tell you to search, but it's terrifying, but at the same time, you're like, how did this happen? But shout out to the heroes like Nate, man, jumping out and getting things done.
Did she completely freeze?
She fell. And then her pants were around her knees.
I'm not laughing.
I know. And that's the fine line, but you know, we scroll Instagram and you're like, oh man. Oh no. Oh God.
It's getting worse.
Somebody get the cart.
And then somebody finally does. So there was a Nate involved in that situation, thank goodness, because it was rolling towards a bad situation. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, I don't know how we got here, but it's actually a decent conversation because, I mean, you just see it so often. And look, I get it. But if you're not adult enough to grab to put your cart up, then just do the Instacart stuff.
Yeah, all right, seriously.
Just stay at home.
Yeah, or just have someone put your groceries in their car, and then they can take the cart back for you. Just pay for that service if you can't return a grocery cart.
All right, the morning shift rolls on from Flowery Branch. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. When we get back on the other side, if you haven't seen this video of the new UCLA head football coach, Deshaun Foster, at Big Ten Media Days, you don't want to miss it. I promise you. It's coming up on the other side. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On this level, you have to know everything. You have to learn it fast.
The Falcons are getting ready for the regular season, and we've got all the exclusive camp coverage here.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Hooters. Ain't no party like a Hooters party. It's the Morning Shift, live at Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the Morning Shift. Mike Squidbilly, Maria Martin from 11 Alive, been kind enough to join us. Not too bad so far. Only the wake-up part.
It's been easy.
Yeah,
been only easy. A Bose wake-up call woke me up.
Yeah, that about it tends to do that.
Yes.
A percussive voice of Bo Morgan.
It was great.
So we are obviously live from Flowery Branch. We will be your eyes, ears, and I mentioned earlier, sometimes nose, the smell of fresh-cut grass, throughout training camp, 99, the exclusive coverage. Look, Squid and I will be live from Seckinger High School Saturday night, and if you want to attend that, that's your first opportunity to see this team live in person because there's no fans out here, which absolutely stinks. But nonetheless, 92.9's got you covered wall to wall. You will see content begin to flow out from everybody that's covering this team. You can follow us all on Twitter at MPJohnson79, at Squidbilly, at Rhea_Martin. If you want to follow Maria Martin, she's a good follow on Twitter as well. So we're going to get to more Falcon stuff in just a minute. For right now, though, we have to go to Big Ten Media Days. And I'm going to do something right here, guys, that I don't normally do. I'm actually going to give you this news in reverse. All right, before we go to Dylan for the cut of this, I'm going to give you a quote from the interview that was done afterwards. All right, so after this cut, Deshaun Foster kind of addressed it, and he says, I'll probably get on Twitter and see some jokes later, but I haven't seen it yet. It's me. I can't be something that I'm not, so it's just tough for me. I'm not a big talker. Well, what was he talking about? He was talking about his first address in Big Ten Media Days as the UCLA head coach.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC. We I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
So what you don't get in that, and I appreciate Dylan cutting that down, there is a lot of long pauses between the words and a lot of awkward moments. And it just, you feel for him in a lot of different ways because he's obviously got a lot of nerves going on. And remember, this is a guy who took over that program after Chip Kelly just up and left and was like, I'm out of here. I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to go be, what is he, the tight ends coach at Ohio State?
Or something.
The OC. I mean, so he up and leaves. Deshaun Foster becomes the head coach. Kudos to him. They love him. The players evidently love him. He's a UCLA guy, but you want to talk about somebody who didn't seem ready for that moment yesterday? My goodness. If you see this cut in this clip, it is rough to watch.
It's kind of like when, you know, Mike Tyson, you say everybody has a game plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Yeah.
And I think that moment he got up there, he was prepared. He clearly had a nice opening little statement that he had in his head. And then I think what happened is he looked up and he looked around and he's like, oh, there's a lot of people in this room. And it just threw him off. And I don't think he could ever recover because he couldn't get his train of thought. Now he's like, where was I? Where did I leave off? He just lost. And we've all done it at some point in time where we got distracted.
It's like he dropped his index cards.
And he blanked out. Yeah. And then he looked over, and I'm assuming is his media relations, his SID, and was like, oh, this is, now save me. And it just there was no saving.
You know, one thing that it reminded me of, and maybe I hope I'm not the only person that's ever done this, but it's like when you study really hard for something in college and you have to give a presentation in class, but then you missed the main points of what you were studying for, and you asked your classmate 2 seconds before, like, hey, tell me what this chapter said or whatever, and you get up there and you're like, it was a good book.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
And the teacher's like, well, you obviously read the cliff notes for the love. It stinks, man, because and I think we've all been in this kind of situation where if you ever had to talk to somebody else, he's very obviously new at this.
Yeah,
and
for
this
sure.
Not only is this new for him as the head coach, but UCLA is new to Big Ten Media Days, which is probably a bigger deal than Pac-12 Media Days ever was, right? And so he steps in the situation. I have the chuckle, and I hope I'm chuckling with him, because when he watches it back, surely he's going to go, that's all I can come up with? USC and UCLA were in
California.
The same town? I mean, like, that's all I can come up with?
Well,
it's
was
just rough, man.
You know how I knew that this was something he had thought, because he's like, he dropped the, you know, I know you don't know a lot about, you know, UCLA. Well, I don't know who doesn't know a lot about UCLA, but, you know, the Big Ten media hasn't been living under a rock for the last 40 years or whatever they've been around. There's people in the room. Hey, we all know about UCLA, dude. But then his follow-up was,
we have 123 championships. You probably don't know much about
us. But you know, it's us and we're in L.A. With, you know, us and USC. And then that was it. And I just felt
it's
really
us
bad
and,
for him.
USC.
I felt really bad for him.
It's just so bad.
And look, I really do hope. And Randy Cross is someone that I've worked with in the past and gotten to know, and is actually a friend of mine. And he was defending Deshaun vehemently on Twitter last night. And I understand.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, this guy's a beloved Bruin. Just give him a little bit of time, blah, blah, blah. And I agree with what Randy's saying. What I'll say is I hope in 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, this isn't the thing that we remember Deshaun Foster for.
I couldn't agree more.
That would be awful because he got his shot, you know, probably well-deserved. I don't know a ton about what he's – I know he's running backs coach for like 6 or 7 years there. But I hope that, you know, this isn't what we remember Deshaun Foster's time at UCLA for.
I don't think it will be. And like I said, I think I speak for all of us. I'm not laughing at him. Hopefully I'm laughing with him. Hopefully he watched it later and was like, golly, like that's all I had. Like, I mean, absolutely froze up. And it just reminds you of countless movies and shows where somebody drops their index cards and they're like, oh, well, that's not going to be good. I'm going to
pivot. Have you ever seen this show Silicon Valley?
No, I've never seen it.
Well, it's kind of like the Silicon Valley, but the guys are kind of nerdy and they're not really good in big crowds. And
right.
This is something I'd expect to see on Silicon Valley when they were doing a presentation.
It looks like a TV show. All right, so we're live here from Flowery Branch, and obviously the morning shift rolls on. We will be your eyes and ears, and so we're going to talk a little bit. Today is the first day of practice. Yesterday, a little bit of a check-in day. A media car wash. Maria, you were in the room yesterday. Jesse Bates had a lot of cool things to say, and really I thought was some of the biggest moments of all the sound bites we got.
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things that I took away from yesterday was Jesse saying that for the first time in his career, he sat down one-on-one with his quarterback. Now, granted, when he was in Cincinnati, that was a different situation, sure. And younger quarterback trying to figure things out. Kirk is in a very different place in his career, and he has come here to bring guys along with him. He said that so many times. But Jesse's saying that he sat down one-on-one and watched film, and they each were asking each other, hey, what did you see on this? Hey, that's really good. Jesse even mentioned that Kirk said, that's a good look off there. You look me off really good there. So giving him those notes and feeding off each other on both sides of the ball can only help those two. And then when they go back to some of the younger players and guys that are looking to them for leadership, that's invaluable that you have the best player on defense, debatably, Jesse Bates, with Kirk Cousins. That is, that's good stuff.
That's just beautiful to hear, isn't it?
Yeah, and not only does it help them be leaders, and you touched on it too, this the growth in their own game that see, because he can tell Kirk, Jesse can tell Kirk what he, you know, other safeties might be seeing.
Oh, yeah.
Vice versa. And I think you're spot on with the fact that it's invaluable with your teammates. And this makes them both better leaders. It also kind of sets them, to me, is that they've identified each other as a leader on each side of the ball. Look, there's no doubt the quarterback, and you can attest that there's no doubt the quarterback is your guy. He's your leader when you're an offensive
player. Best teams, he has to be. He has to be your guy.
And I think in defense, we don't always know. It's not so easy to say, well, the linebacker's the one calling the plays. Is he not the quarterback? But I don't think it's that way. And especially, we talked about it earlier, I don't think with this defense, I think each group has their own, I think, the defensive sure. line room. I think it's Grady. And I think some of that comes with the fact of how good he plays, but also that he's the old head. And even Calais recognized that when he played here. He said, this is, you know, Onyemata told us, remember? He said, this is his room. So I love it. And it just, more and more, this city is seeing who not only Jesse Bates is and was here last year, but it continues to be here, and why what he gets is right. But they're getting to see Kirk Cousins and why you sign guys like this and what he'll mean for Michael Penix.
I think it goes back to the baseball thing about the catcher in baseball, right? And I always used to hear growing up, I played baseball, and you would always say the catcher is the captain on the field because he can see everybody, right? And I don't think there's a blueprint for how it is defensively. We've seen so many middle linebackers, you know, the Ray Lewis's of the world. They're kind of the voice and the guy getting people lined up in that front seven. But having it at safety is kind of an added layer of Jesse Bates back there understanding everything that needs to go on, specifically even last year when you have a Caden Ellis who knows the system lined up next to a Nate Landman with a Zach Harrison in front of him and Clark Phillips as a rookie and all this other stuff, all these moving pieces. For a guy like Jesse Bates to step into that role and be an all-pro and know where everybody's supposed to go, and then watching that film with Kirk Cousins, it's almost like we talked about a minute ago with Kyle Shanahan, Bill Belichick. I mean, those are two great minds coming together.
And one thing for Kirk Cousins that makes him so great is I've always believed that you're never too old to stop asking questions, and you're never too young to not know something more than someone that's older. And so for Kirk, he's asking questions from one of his teammates, and he's asking, hey, how do you see this? How can I get better? That's what makes him so great, is he's always evolving, always learning. And Jesse said there's so many things that you can take away from that, and that's really, really smart to have your teammates all of a sudden know, Kirk's been in this game for a really long time. Obviously, he has a wealth of knowledge, but how do I tap into that? And he said, Kirk is very regimented. He does the same thing every day. So it's easy for me to go in there 30 minutes before a meeting and say, hey, can I sit with you for 30 minutes? Mm. I think it's smart.
I love it.
You know, you just said something that triggered me. A thought is that I can't tell you how many times when Ricardo Allen was here, and he played that eraser role, he would be literally at the defensive line moving guys over.
Yep.
He would come up to
the Polamalu.
He went everywhere, and in this new system, Caden Ellis is not. He was used to that system.
Right.
He could help Nate. He's going to be relying probably a little bit on guys like Jesse Bates as well that know it, and it just is so invaluable to a team. It's cool. It is cool to see too, because that guy knows that he's the quarterback out there at times.
Yeah. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch. Make sure you stay with us. When we come up on the other side, we'll talk a little bit of Braves, and we also have a Life is Quid.
Yeah, you know, Deshaun Foster is off the hook completely for his mishap, because there was another Big Ten coach that maybe should have lost his words, because we'll talk about that next on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's constant sort of action.
This training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Maria, Squidbilly. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Braves open tonight with a four-game set against the not-amazing Mets. That game tonight, 7:10 Eastern. You have to hold on for dear life if you're a Braves fan.
They've been that way the last, like, 2 months.
Yeah, they've
actually played really well. They're including, I believe they've won 7 out of their last 10. So.
And they're part of, like, I think there's, like, a four-team contingent in Major League Baseball. Like, the Astros are suddenly on fire. The Cardinals were kind of that way where they stunk for the first, like, 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden they've come back to life. There's a few teams that I feel like are kind of like that, that really kind of hit their stride once mid-May hit.
Yeah, and the Yankees and the Braves have kind of went whoop, the other way. Yeah. It's amazing that the Yankees still have 60 wins at this point. But, look, you have a chance to get this started right tonight. Because you have Chris Sale on the mound, who has been one of the most consistent pitchers in baseball, if not the most consistent, going against Luis Severino. Now, Severino has not been bad, but his ERA is still over 3.5. He's a guy that'll give up home runs. Problem for me is he has some heat with him, and then he mentioned, you know, he'll throw that four seam and that sinker around 96 on average, and then come in with that sweeper, which is going to drop around 10 miles an hour, try to keep you off balance. He does have 6 pitches. He's not a bad pitcher, but you can get to him if you can suddenly figure out how to hit.
Yeah, that's been the problem, too. And you look at Chris Sale, he hasn't thrown in 11 days, so that's good. And if you want to right the ship on the mound, a guy like Chris Sale, as you mentioned, Bo, is the guy to do that. And the thing with Severino that makes it very frustrating for this Braves lineup is nobody's hitting well. I mean, across the board, there's not a single person. You look at Matt Olson, he's doing uncharacteristic things at the plate. A guy who set a record last year for the franchise all of a sudden is looking like, I don't even know what to compare him to anymore, because he was one of the best fastball hitters in baseball last year, and now he can't hit a fastball worth his life. So a guy like Severino, who has an arsenal of a couple of different pitches, a sweeper that gave this very lineup some issues in one of their last series, I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence with these guys at the plate right now. And with the Mets being as hot as they are, this is very dangerous territory.
Hold on for dear life. Hold on for dear life.
Yeah, you're going to have to. And we get excited now that Matt Olson, like, I was excited. I came in here and wrote
it down.
A
couple good at bats yesterday.
I wrote it down. I'm very excited Matt Olson was 2 for 5 with 2 singles. I'm very excited about this. Dylan.
Hang on. I'm very excited.
I wrote it in my journal. Veronica had a very funny joke today.
I did. I've got a notepad. It's right here.
Does it say I'm very excited?
Very excited about Matt Olson. Very excited. 2 for 5, baby. 2 singles. Let's go, Dylan.
Falcons rise up.
Yeah.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, little W Sauce. Little, you know what? Little Bloody Mary mix. Maybe we just eat it. I'm going to ship a bottle of the Bloody Mary mix to Matt Olson. And then I'm going to ship some vodka
little,
up there.
A little swing lube.
And I'm going to say, hey, man, here's what you do. Take this Bloody Mary mix, pour half of it out, and just pour that vodka in there.
Yeah.
And then just drink it. And every time you go to dugout, just take a swig. And remember that, you know what? Yeah, maybe it'll loosen you up a little bit. And just remember, you're Matt freaking Olson, baby.
Yeah. I think everybody would be on board with that.
And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. You get a big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, doesn't matter. You know, maybe you want a fifth wheel. Putting the bed of your medium-sized rig like little Mikey P over there.
I got a medium-sized rig? Dang, it's just because it's not a dually?
Well, it's just a 2500, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm working with it. It's okay.
I mean, you got to have a 3500 or more, really.
Listen, my truck next year, mine looks like a school bus next year, a little Ford Ranger.
Excuse me. First off, it's a bow tie. It's a Chevrolet, and it's a 1500.
Okay.
All right? I think our trucks fit our sizes pretty well.
That's just not true.
Call my boy Anthony, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
All right. I saw the Deshaun Foster stuff, and I felt bad, almost embarrassed for him, because I feel bad when that happens to people. When he laughed about it later and talked about it, I felt good, right? I don't feel good about little Matt Rhule. You know, little coast at Temple, and coached at Baylor, turned Baylor around. I think he's a good coach, honestly. He did have a stint in the NFL. But he goes to Nebraska, and now he just turned in another one of these Big Ten almost lobbyists for what that taking the conference out seemed to be something they're not. Dylan, let's hear from him.
I think we'll have a lot of access to the college football playoff. I think four teams from this league should get in every year because this is the best league. This is the NFL of college football in my mind. It stretches from coast to coast, different time zones, different weather. That's not to diminish any other league. The SEC is amazing. These other leagues are great, but the challenge in the Big Ten is going to be really difficult. Travel, weather, and great teams. For us, you know, we think every game's a big game because we're playing in it. You didn't come to Nebraska because you wanted to play an FCS slate. You came here because you want the challenge.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I'm going to do a little experiment here.
Okay.
I'm going to read to you two schedules, and I want you to tell me which one it is, Nebraska or Florida. Let's start.
So I think we'll all be able to pick this one out.
UTEP.
You couldn't even go with like Mississippi State.
Colorado. No. I want to show you what an NFL schedule looks like in college football compared to the Big Ten.
All right, go ahead.
UTEP, Colorado, Northern Iowa. That's a tough one. Illinois. Boy, this is so hard. At Purdue, Rutgers. Oh my God, not the Scarlet Knights. Mm. Indiana. Oh look, Ohio State pops up. UCLA and USC back to back with a bye week in there. Those schools are in LA, if you didn't know.
gosh.
Wisconsin, and they finish this year, the year at an offensive juggernaut, Iowa.
Okay.
That's that NFL schedule that deserves four teams in the college football playoff that little Matty Rule talked about.
It's us and USC.
Thank you, Deshaun. Now I'm going to go to a real schedule. All right?
Tell us about it.
Miami. Now they do have Samford second week, so I'll give them that. Texas A&M at Mississippi State. UCF, I can't even say it. They're in the Big 12, by the way, if you didn't know that.
Ding.
At Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia. At Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, at Florida State.
Mm.
That's if you play a schedule like this, this is a conference and a schedule that deserves four college football playoff teams.
Are we still supposed to guess which one?
That exercise, it kind of flopped.
Just kidding.
Well, I realized that when I read one, like Miami off the bat, I knew you would know who it was.
Here's my question for both of y'all. If Nebraska is playing an NFL schedule, what NFL team is Nebraska? Like what? If are we? Is Nebraska
the
are
Carolina
they,
Panthers?
That's what I was going to say.
It Matty
fits
Rule.
Perfectly. I was just thinking when you said at Rutgers, I was like, well, isn't that a coaching matchup? Matt Rule against Greg Schiano.
His NFC South schedule, which was a bad division when he was here, was tougher than that garbage.
Yeah. You didn't come to Nebraska.
One of the first things when I was said
an FCS slate.
Really?
I can't. One of the first things that I thought. Okay, he's trying to let me listen to this because I don't believe anything he's saying, but let me listen. Let me try to decide why this is justified that he's calling them the NFL. And then he said, teams all over the country. I was like, that's a nice comparison.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That's the only way that I can see that comparison actually making sense. I even pulled up on NCAA.com last year the most active players on an NFL roster. Do you want to know?
I'd love
last
to.
Last year. Okay, so who had the most? You guys
yeah.
know. The SEC.
Right.
So they had 367 last year. Big Ten is second, but 288. I mean, the gap is not close.
Yeah, it's really not. It reminds me of the whole travel thing. It reminds me of Charles Barkley talking about today's NBA players needing the rest days. He's like, y'all are flying private, man. Like, y'all got all the latest. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little ridiculous at this point. Nonetheless, though, look, hey, Matt Rule, come on, dude.
I don't mind.
It's like he's trying to talk himself into it.
Well, I don't mind you build things up. It's the same thing. You know, we get back to this. I know we got to go, Dylan, but it's the same thing with the Lakers stuff. I don't care about the nepotism. It doesn't bother me that there's nepotism. It's everywhere. It's rampant in the world,
sure,
including our industry.
Just don't lie about it.
But don't tell me that, no, you're wrong. It's not that at all.
Right.
We're going to he's a developmental guy. So much time. That's like saying,
like it's constant sort of action.
Yeah, it's training camp.
92.9 The Game's live Falcons training camp coverage continues from Flowery Branch.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Margaritaville.
It's the morning shift.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Maria,
Squid Billy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. The Braves open tonight with a four-game set against the not-amazing Mets. That game tonight, 7:10 Eastern. You have to hold on for dear life if you're a Braves fan.
They've been that way the last, like, 2 months.
Yeah,
they've actually played really well. They're including, I believe they've won 7 out of their last 10. So.
And they're part of, like, I think there's, like, a four-team contingent in Major League Baseball. Like, the Astros are suddenly on fire. The Cardinals were kind of that way where they stunk for the first, like, 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden they've come back to life. There's a few teams that I feel like are kind of like that, that really kind of hit their stride once mid-May hit.
Yeah, and the Yankees and the Braves have kind of went whoop, the other way. Yeah. It's amazing that the Yankees still have 60 wins at this point. But, look, you have a chance to get this started right tonight. Because you have Chris Sale on the mound, who has been one of the most consistent pitchers in baseball, if not the most consistent, going against Luis Severino. Now, Severino has not been bad, but his ERA is still over 3.5. He's a guy that'll give up home runs. Problem for me is he has some heat with him, and then he mentioned, you know, he'll throw that four seam and that sinker around 96 on average, and then come in with that sweeper, which is going to drop around 10 miles an hour, try to keep you off balance. He does have 6 pitches. He's not a bad pitcher, but you can get to him if you can suddenly figure out how to hit.
Yeah, that's been the problem, too. And you look at Chris Sale, he hasn't thrown in 11 days, so that's good. And if you want to right the ship on the mound, a guy like Chris Sale, as you mentioned, Bo, is the guy to do that. And the thing with Severino that makes it very frustrating for this Braves lineup is nobody's hitting well. I mean, across the board, there's not a single person. You look at Matt Olson, he's doing uncharacteristic things at the plate. A guy who set a record last year for the franchise all of a sudden is looking like, I don't even know what to compare him to anymore, because he was one of the best fastball hitters in baseball last year, and now he can't hit a fastball worth his life. So a guy like Severino, who has an arsenal of a couple of different pitches, a sweeper that gave this very lineup some issues in one of their last series, I don't know. I don't have a lot of confidence with these guys at the plate right now. And with the Mets being as hot as they are, this is very dangerous territory.
Hold on for dear life.
Yeah, you're going to have to. And we get excited now that Matt Olson, like, I was excited. I came in here and wrote
couple
it down.
A couple good at bats yesterday.
I wrote it down. I'm very excited Matt Olson was 2 for 5 with 2 singles. I'm very excited about this. Dylan.
Hang on. I'm very excited.
I wrote it in my journal. Veronica had a very funny joke.
I did. I've got a notepad. It's right here.
Does it say I'm very excited?
Very excited about Matt Olson. Very excited. 2 for 5, baby. 2 singles. Let's go, Dylan.
Falcons rise up.
Yeah.
It's time for a look back.
Into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right, a little W Sauce. A little Bloody Mary mix. Maybe we just eat it. I'm going to ship a bottle of the Bloody Mary mix to Matt Olson. And then I'm going to ship some vodka
little,
up there.
A little swing lube.
And I'm going to say, hey, man, here's what you do. Take this Bloody Mary mix, pour half of it out, and just pour that vodka in there.
Yeah.
And then just drink it. And every time you go to dugout, just take a swig. And remember that, you know what? Yeah, maybe it'll loosen you up a little bit. And just remember, you're Matt freaking Olson, baby.
Yeah. I think everybody would be on board with that.
And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. You get a big truck, small truck, medium-sized truck, doesn't matter. You know, maybe you want a fifth wheel. Putting the bed of your medium-sized rig like little Mikey P over there.
I got a medium-sized rig? Dang. It's just because it's not a dually?
Well, it's just a 2500, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm working with it. It's okay.
I mean, you got to have a 3500 or more, really.
Listen, my truck next year, mine looks like a school bus next year, a little Ford Ranger. You got.
Okay. Excuse me. First off, it's a bow tie. It's a Chevrolet, and it's a 1500.
Okay.
All right? I think our trucks fit our sizes pretty well.
That's just not true.
Call my boy Anthony, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation.
We are the nation!
All right. I saw the Deshaun Foster stuff, and I felt bad, almost embarrassed for him, because I feel bad when that happens to people. When he laughed about it later and talked about it, I felt good, right? I don't feel good about little Matt Rhule. You know, little coached at Temple, and coached at Baylor, turned Baylor around. I think he's a good coach, honestly. He did have a stint in the NFL. But he goes to Nebraska, and now he just turned in another one of these Big Ten almost lobbyists for what that taking the conference out seemed to be something they're not. Dylan, let's hear from him.
I think we'll have a lot of access to the college football playoff. I think four teams from this league should get in every year because this is the best league. This is the NFL of college football in my mind. It stretches from coast to coast, different time zones, different weather. That's not to diminish any other league. The SEC is amazing. These other leagues are great, but the challenge in the Big Ten is going to be really difficult. Travel, weather, and great teams. For us, you know, we think every game's a big game because we're playing in it. You didn't come to Nebraska because you wanted to play an FCS slate. You came here because you want the challenge.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I'm going to do a little experiment here.
Okay.
I'm going to read to you two schedules, and I want you to tell me which one it is, Nebraska or Florida. Let's start.
So I think we could all. I think we'll all be able to pick this one out.
UTEP.
You couldn't even go with like Mississippi State.
Colorado. No. I want to show you what an NFL schedule looks like in college football compared to the Big Ten.
All right. Go ahead.
UTEP, Colorado, Northern Iowa. That's a tough one. Illinois. Boy, this is so hard. At Purdue, Rutgers. Oh, my God. Mm. Not the Scarlet Knights. Mm. Indiana. Oh, look, Ohio State pops up. UCLA and USC back-to-back with a bye week in there. Those schools are in L.A., if you didn't know.
gosh.
Wisconsin, and they finish this year, the year at an offensive juggernaut, Iowa.
Okay.
That's that NFL schedule that deserves four teams in the college football playoff that little Matty Rule talked about.
It's us and USC.
Thank you, Deshaun. Now I'm going to go to a real schedule. All right?
Tell us about it.
Miami. Now they do have Samford second week, so I'll give them that. Texas A&M at Mississippi State. UCF, I can't even say it. They're in the Big 12, by the way, if you didn't know that.
Ding.
At Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia. At Texas, LSU, Ole Miss, at Florida State.
Mm.
That's if you play a schedule like this, this is a conference and a schedule that deserves four college football playoff teams.
Are we still supposed to guess which one?
That exercise that kind of flopped.
Just kidding.
Well, I realized that when I read one like Miami off the bat, I knew you would know who it was.
Here's my question for both of y'all: if Nebraska is playing an NFL schedule, what NFL team is Nebraska? Like, what NFL are we? Is Nebraska
the
are
Carolina
they,
Panthers?
That's what I was going to say.
It Matty
fits
Rule.
Perfectly. I was just thinking when you said at Rutgers, I was like, well, isn't that a coaching matchup? Matt Rule against Greg Schiano.
His NFC South schedule, which was a bad division when he was here, was tougher than that garbage.
Yeah.
You didn't come to Nebraska.
One of the first things whenever he said
an FCS slate.
Really?
I can't. One of the first things that I thought. Okay, he's trying to let me listen to this because I don't believe anything he's saying, but let me listen. Let me try to decide why this is justified that he's calling them the NFL. And then he said, teams all over the country. I was like, that's a nice comparison.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That's the only way that I can see that comparison actually making sense. I even pulled up on NCAA.com last year the most active players on an NFL roster. Do you want to know?
I'd love
last
to.
Last year. Okay, so who had the most? You guys
Yeah.
know? The SEC.
Right.
So they had 367 last year. Big Ten is second, but 288. I mean, the gap is not close.
Yeah, it's really not. It reminds me of the whole travel thing. It reminds me of Charles Barkley talking about today's NBA players needing the rest days. He's like, y'all are flying private, man. Like, y'all got all the latest. You know what I mean? Like, it's a little ridiculous at this point. Nonetheless, though,
look,
I mean, Matt Rule, come on, dude.
I don't mind.
It's like he's trying to talk himself into it.
Well, I don't mind you build things up. It's the same thing. We get back to this. I know we got to go, Dylan, but it's the same thing with the Lakers stuff. I don't care about the nepotism. It doesn't bother me that there's nepotism. It's everywhere. It's rampant in the world.
Sure.
Including our industry.
Just don't lie about it.
But don't tell me that, no, you're wrong. It's not that at all.
Right.
We're going to he's a developmental guy. So much time. That's like saying, and you're right, Ray. He mentions all these things, and then he goes, all right, we don't want to play on FCS schedule. Dude, you got Northern Illinois on there.
All right. We got to go to break. When we come back, we'll catch up with the Steakhouse, see what they got going on. We're live from Flower Branch. It's Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 910 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.